From the newsroom at news.com.au.
An Aussie TV personality dies, King Charles and Harry could be reunited, and terrorists vow to target football stadiums. That's what's coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It is Wednesday the 10th of April. I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And I'm Natalie Brown. We'll start with some sad news. A popular reporter from Channel 7's Sunrise was found dead in Geelong on Tuesday. 44-year-old Nathan Templeton suffered a medical episode while walking his dog. He leaves behind a wife and two young kids.
In the US, a man convicted of killing his cousin and her husband was executed in Missouri today. 52-year-old Brian Dorsey received a lethal injection for murdering the pair with a shotgun back in 2006. Now, there were several last-minute attempts to stop the execution from going ahead, with Dorsey's lawyer arguing he was fully rehabilitated after committing the murders during a drug-induced psychosis. 70 correctional officers from the prison where Dorsey was jailed even signed a letter asking for clemency, saying they didn't think it was appropriate for him to be executed.
In Royal News now, there are whispers King Charles is considering extending an olive branch to Harry and Meghan.
Ooh.
There are reports he's planning to invite the couple and their kids to hang out with him at Balmoral over summer. Charles has met Archie a few times, but has only met his granddaughter Lilibet once.
I never know how to say Lilibet.
Neither do I. It's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah. Also in showbiz, comedian Merrick Watts has admitted that he was a bit of a douchebag in the past when he was hosting the Nova Sydney Breakfast Show alongside Tim Rosso Ross. Here he is chatting to Ant Middleton on the Head Game podcast.
There was a moment there at the real height of our success where, you know, I look at myself there and go, that was, you know, a really massive high in my career. But personally, I was probably not anywhere near my best.
Just want to say, Merrick Watts, I've met him many times. Absolute gentleman. I love him.
Well, there you go. We'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport, the Matildas notched up an impressive win today in one of their last hitouts before the Paris Olympics.
Go Tillies!
They beat Mexico 2-0 in a friendly played in Texas, with Hayley Russo and Caitlin Ford scoring for the Aussies.
Hayley Russo's goal in the 9th minute, the difference, but perhaps Ford can add number 2. Here she will! Classic Caitlin Ford, cutting in from the left-hand side. A little shimmy, a feint, and then steering the ball inside the bar post.
And finally, security has been stepped up for the UEFA Champions League quarterfinals in Europe. It comes after Islamic State issued a public threat to target the stadiums. UEFA said all matches are planned to go ahead as scheduled with appropriate security arrangements in place.
Scary stuff. You are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcasts.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus. On Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.